from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, we now know two people from New Jersey were among the 14 bystanders killed when a truck plowed into a crowd in New Orleans. 25-year-old Billy DeMayo graduated from Holmdel High School in 2017. He was in New Orleans to celebrate the new year with friends. Princeton University grad Tiger Besh is also among the dead. Investigators say they now believe Shamsan Dinjabar acted alone and was inspired by the ISIS terror group. After he was shot and killed in a gun battle with police, a rifle was found in his truck. Police say that rifle was stolen from New Jersey, but provided no other details. It is the beginning of the end in the interstate fight over congestion pricing, with New Jersey officials trying to stop the new toll before it takes effect on Sunday. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, one of the proposal's fiercest critics, spoke from the George Washington Bridge Thursday, saying congestion pricing will harm the air quality in northern New Jersey, calling it a lung tax.
New York proposed not a single solution or a single penny to address the health and environmental impacts on northern New Jersey communities, including right here in Fort Lee.
Garden State opponents of congestion pricing have pinned their hopes for halting their proposal on the result of a hearing today set for 3 p.m. Philadelphia is the top judicial hellhole in the U.S., according to a report by the American Tort Reform Association, which identifies the hot spots for lawsuit abuse. While New Jersey was high on this list in 2020, this year it's on the report's legislative heat watch, says the association's president, Tiger Joyce.
I think even in, when New Jersey was formally listed as a hellhole, we were really talking mostly about the legislature and its actions and its activity. And so I think that continues to be the case.
He says oftentimes what goes into making a hellhole is that the plaintiff and their lawyers seek out these out-of-state jurisdictions where they might find favorable conditions to bring a case there. Just because you love living in New Jersey doesn't mean you don't want to get out. In fact, New Jersey again has the highest number of outbound moves, according to United Van Lines. The moving company says they moved more people out of the Garden State in 2024 than any other state, and it wasn't even close. Of those moving out, most came from Middlesex, Somerset, Hunterdon, Monmouth, and Ocean counties, as well as Jersey City and Trenton. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Two bouts of snow coming our way. What's the latest? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Ingredient number one for wintry weather is cold air. And we've got that today, even more so over the weekend as it gets even colder. Highs this afternoon, 35 to 40. We'll see clouds continue to fill in. It'll stay breezy and chilly. Now, the chance of snow will ramp up in South Jersey starting around mid-afternoon. And then going through this evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for the southern half of the state. The real thorn here is the timing. Through the evening commute, things are going to get slushy and icy in spots. Could see an inch or two of accumulation, again, especially for southern New Jersey. Skies will clear overnight, lows in the 20s. Cold weekend ahead, partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs only make it into the lower 30s. Sun with late day clouds on Sunday, lower to mid 30s. Next chance of widespread snow will be Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Andover 32, Monroe 37, Seaside Heights 38. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.